I'm Marissa Melton. After Thursday's release of the report off the Robert Mueller investigation of the Trump presidential campaign, which found the president's team had not colluded with Russia, the House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for an unredacted copy of the report. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said Friday that he cannot accept a redacted report that leaves most of Congress in the dark, he said. AP's Sagar Magani has more on the congressional response to the report.
The way GOP Senator Roy Blunt sees it, President Trump's been cleared. It's over.
I think generally people are ready to move on.
Not House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president.
And it's now on Congress to hold the president accountable through further investigation, hearings, whatever it takes. Nadler's not ruling out impeachment proceedings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Russia says there's no evidence that state organizations tampered with the election. President Trump has called the report fabricated and totally untrue. And White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has pushed back against allegations by Nadler that the report exposed a culture of lying at the White House. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with a delegation from the United Nations Cultural Agency to discuss the devastating fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday. The officials meeting at the presidential Élysée Palace are likely to talk about the restoration of the UNESCO heritage site. Macron has said he wants restoration complete by 2024, which some critics call unreasonable. The 850-year-old cathedral lost its spire and much of its roof in Monday's fire, which ignited after tourists had left the building. No foul play is expected. This is VOA News. Mali's prime minister and his entire government resigned on Thursday. The president's office said the president has accepted the resignations. The move comes after an uptick in violence between the Fulani and Dogon ethnic groups, including the massacre of 160 Fulani last month by suspected members of the Dogon tribe. The United Nations says over the past year, some 600 people have died in the violence. 2 weeks ago, there was a massive demonstration in the capital, Bamako, to protest the government's inability to curb the violence. Afghanistan's former president said Friday that peace in his homeland will only be possible when Afghans from all sectors of society sit together and negotiate, including the Taliban. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Hamid Karzai told the AP that he would not blame either side for the cancellation, instead urging the United States to make the talks happen. The Taliban had previously refused to hold talks with the Afghan government, calling it a puppet of the U.S., but subsequently gave in to pressure and agreed to talks that included Kabul representatives. Afghanistan has been ravaged by more than 17 years of war. Steve Miller, VOA News.
In California, David and Louise Turpin faced sentencing Friday in a highly publicized case of child abuse against 12 of their 13 children. AP's Mike Kempen has the story.
David and Louise Turpin are due in Riverside County Superior Court after pleading guilty in February to torture and other abuse so severe it stunted their children's growth, led to muscle wasting, and left two girls unable to bear children. They face 25 years to life in prison. The abuse was uncovered last year when one of the couple's 13 children jumped out a window and called 911. The children were severely underweight and hadn't bathed for months. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The assistant chief constable said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting. The assistant chief constable called it a terrorist act carried out by violent dissident Republicans. An investigation has been launched, but there have been no arrests. Egyptians begin voting Saturday on constitutional changes that could allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. If passed, the amendments would also deepen the presidential powers and military presence within communities. Presidential term would be increased from 4 to 6 years, and the president would be allowed to run for a third term in 2024. Pope Francis continues Easter week celebrations in Rome tonight with a torchlight procession known as the Way of the Cross. The event draws tens of thousands of participants each year. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. It's